my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. If there's anything good about an addiction, it's the possibility of recovery. Our guest, Alexandra Fuller, went to the high plains of Wyoming to grapple with America's addiction to energy. What she saw was our addiction translating into a compulsive takeover and destruction of both our land and our people. Instead of yielding to her own despair and rage in the face of our challenges, she's written a book full of love, what she calls The Legend of Colton H. Bryant. Forgiveness plays a central role in her modern-day Western. Why? Because Alexandra Fuller believes all paths toward recovery begin there.
Unless we forgive ourselves for the past, and I think that that is part of recovering from an addiction to oil, unless we forgive ourselves for what we have done, we're going to stay locked in this sort of intractable fight about what we should do to go forward. We have messed up. We have caused incredible violence and heartbreak in the midst of this addiction. We have hurt the planet and each other in ways that are really unforgivable. But unless we forgive ourselves, solution's going to be hard to find.
Alexandra Fuller's Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight was an international bestseller. Her second book, Scribbling the Cat, won the International Ulysses Prize. Both depicted growing up in Africa, first in the midst of civil war in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, then in Malawi and Zambia. In addition to writing acclaimed books, Ms. Fuller is published widely in newspapers and periodicals, including The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, The New York Times, and National Geographic. Her book, The Legend of Colton H. Bryant, is a revealing examination of the gas and oil industry's predation in Wyoming, where she now lives. Bill Russell and I have stayed in touch with Ms. Fuller since her Africa books first brought us together. The love we all share for our planet once again opened the way for this conversation.
Alexandra Fuller, I confess when asked, and rarely am, that one of my very favorite songs is Home, Home on the Range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word and the skies are not cloudy all day. Okay, I confess it. I love that song. That's the good news. I think the bad news is that most of us think that represents the West of America, the big open plains, the pampas, the grasslands. I think most of us think that that's how it is.
The future and the frontier.
Yeah.
Our future and our frontier.
So, Home on the Range kind of covers the subject, doesn't it?
You know, I think the frontier's been gone almost before it started. I think that was sort of, first of all, the deaths that occurred the moment people started pushing west, and the first sort of really tragic death was the death of the original culture, followed by the bison, and then the wolves, and the anything that wasn't going to advance whatever the money-making idea of the time was. In our day and age, that frontier is energy and oil. And so it just so happens that the two coincide on historic frontier land, that being Wyoming. A quarter to the fifth of the actual land mass of Wyoming is now under oil and gas leasing.
A quarter to a fifth?
Of Wyoming, of the land of Wyoming, is under oil and gas leasing right now. If you see a map lit up in red where the oil and gas leases are in Wyoming, it bleeds red. Throughout the state with Yellowstone National Park and Grand Teton National Park staying green, and the square of the Wind River Reservation staying green, and a few other patches staying green, but the state bleeds red.
This reminds me, years ago, we were, not that long, flying from, I think, Salt Lake City to Great Falls.
And it was Montana.
Montana. And it was the summer that the West burned.
Mm-hmm.
And we were flying at night, and it was a terrifying spectacle to fly over, and there were forest fires all over that.
It was Dante's hell. It was,
even from 20,000 feet.
Hieronymus Bosch. It was biblical.
And I think of that in terms of what you're talking about, and of course it's not quite as overt unless you look at the map you're talking about, But the physical effects, the psychological effects, in some ways are perhaps and probably worse than those forest fires, because the recovery is so much longer, if at all possible.
It's not possible. Listen, I've been out on the oil patch with the PR guy from the oil company, and I feel like I'm in that movie, Thank You for Smoking. We're looking at the same patch of land, and to me, it looks as if there's been some sort of contagious balding. Whole parts of the high plains torn up. The way they choose to drill is to have a well pad that's about 7 acres of displaced earth. Then there's the road. Then there's the man camps. Then there's the sprawl and the trailers that grow. Towns don't grow. Booms don't tend to make the heart of a town grow. That tends to die and implode on itself. But there's this sort of contagious, hasty spread on the outskirts of towns, getting into migration corridors, getting into wildlife habitat, because this, after all, is Wyoming, where until recently, and the particular part of Wyoming that I'm writing about is the lower part of the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. So, you know, you're out there with this PR guy from an oil company, and he's saying, but look, we are in tune with nature, because here my rig is, and there's a pronghorn antelope. Well, my version of that is, yeah, but you're in the pronghorn antelope's habitat. It has nowhere else to be. It's not next to your rig because it wants to be. It's next to your rig because it doesn't have a choice. Last year in January, in a single collision, 26 pronghorn antelope that they could find were killed in a collision with an oil truck. 26. Mm. Because the urgency to get the minerals out of the ground while the prices are so good, the urgency to get the minerals out of the ground while the administration is so friendly, the urgency to get those minerals out of the ground because the demand is escalating as temperatures soar in California and people are using natural gas to cool themselves down. That all came together for me in this kind of apocalyptic way, just being out on the high plains. And for me, putting all those connections together, the ADHD of our culture, the speed at which we go after everything, the way energy has allowed us to go after everything with such thoughtless speed, the war on ourselves, the war on our environment.
This is Alexandra Fuller. It'll get more fun when we come back. Be with us in just a moment.